praise God, our Creator and Sustainer. We thank you for the presence among us. We thank you for sustaining us as we go out to do the work our faith calls us to do. With the Holy Spirit, guide us as we seek to heal and to nurture the earth and all of its creatures, to live in the midst of creation and to love one another as sisters and brothers with all life. This is our prayer. We trust it is your desire.
This morning's reading is from the 90th Psalm. Lord, you have been our refuge from one generation to another. Before the mountains were brought forth, or the land and the earth were born, from age to age, you are God. You turn us back to the dust and say, "Turn back, O children of the earth." For 1,000 years in your sight are like yesterday when it is past, and a watch in the night. You sweep them away like a dream. They fade away suddenly like the grass. In the morning, it is green and flourishes. In the evening, it is dried and withered. For we are consumed by your anger. We are afraid because of your wrath. Our iniquities have set before you our secret sins, and our secret sins in the light of your countenance. When you are angry, all our days are gone. We bring our years to an end like a sigh. The span of our life is 70 years, perhaps in strength even 80. Yet the sum of them is but labor and sorrow, for they pass away quickly and we are gone. Who regards the power of your wrath? Who rightly fears your indignation? So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long will you tarry? Be gracious to your servants. Satisfy us by your steadfast love in the morning, and so we shall rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad as many days as you have afflicted us, and as many years as we have suffered adversity. Show your servants your works and your splendor to their children. May the graciousness of the Lord our God be upon us. Prosper the work of our hands. Prosper our handiwork. Holy wisdom, holy word.
live in harmony with one another in accordance with Christ Jesus. The God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. The God of all grace bless you.